We're gearing up for the Career and College Fair to be held on Saturday, August the 5th from 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. We will be having mock interviews. Career Links will be here with all of their counseling and job resources and connections. We will also have an on-site career and computer station to upload your resume. Today is the day. Now is the time to start that new career and college.
If you believe God, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 4517A. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God has me where I need to be, even if the situation is not what you want it to be. But this passage began to resonate. Listen carefully. God says, I know what I'm doing. Don't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. But you have to pay attention, because Jeremiah says that the motivations that I have toward you are peaceful. They are not evil. Now, there are those who are biblical scholars who say there are no contradictions in the Word of God. And I stand by that. There are no contradictions. No scripture contradicts another. But you must dig to find some things when it appears that there's a contradiction. Because here in Jeremiah 29, he says, I have thoughts of peace towards you, not of evil. But yet in Isaiah, he says, I create evil. Seems contradictory. I create evil, but my thoughts towards you are not evil. It's no contradiction. What God is saying through Isaiah is, I'm the Lord. I'm in charge of everything. Nothing happens without my permission. However, in Jeremiah, he says, but towards you that are my children, there is no evil coming from me. If you're experiencing evil in your life, it's coming from two places, the devil and you. And evil can only come to you when you agree with the devil. When you agree with God, peace comes. Sickness comes when you agree with the devil. Healing comes when you agree with God. Why? He knows what he's doing. That's going to be your motto. Whenever you're going through something, you encourage yourself by saying, God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. How many of you were children when you were children? Okay, a few of you. The rest of you were born as adults. But if you've ever been a child, did you remember, or do you remember that feeling of contentment you had if you had a good parent? that even if they did some things that you didn't quite like, you still felt warm and fuzzy because they were your parents? Are you hearing me? Why? Because you knew that their heart towards you was good. You knew that they loved you. Now, if you didn't, I'm sorry that you had that experience. But those that had normal childhood experiences with normal parents, and those parents didn't have to be born again to be good parents. Because a lot of us had good parents that they were not born again, but they had parenting desire. No skills, but desire. Well, God is saying, just trust me here. He says, listen, I'm not trying to hurt you. In fact, like all parents, in the King James it says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. You got to dig a whole lot to get a translation from that transliteration. But now when you read it in the NIV, it says, for I know the plans that I have towards you. We've gone from thoughts to plans. Lord, help me. Now, that's equivalent. God says, I have both thoughts and plans. Watch this. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, okay, this is it. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 16. Tomorrow you shall go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook. And that brook there is really valley. It's not water, it's a valley. He says, before the wilderness, you need not fight in this battle. Now, I call your attention to the divine plan of God. To Jehoshaphat and the people of God, go down to meet your enemy, but you don't need to fight. That's a plan. That's a plan. Why? Motivated by a thought. The thought is, I'm going to give you victory. But I don't want you to take credit for it. So just show up and then sing praise to me. Why? I have a plan. Jeremiah 29. I know the plans that I have. The NIV, I know the plans I have. What types of plans, Lord? Plans to prosper you. Anyone in here that is not prospering, you are not building according to the plan. All right, let's do it like this. And I'm speaking to the men right now. All right? All the men, say amen. Amen. All right, I'm talking to you right now. You are lousy with plans. You buy stuff and put it together from the picture. Because you think it's punkish to read directions. Now your wife will come over and say, why don't you read the instructions? I don't need to read the instructions. I make it look like that. When our daughter was about 7 years old, her mother and I bought her this huge dollhouse for Christmas. It was magnificent. We knew this dollhouse would just make her Christmas morning heavenly. But it had 1,269 pieces. Now, in those days, Santa didn't visit our neighborhood till about midnight, because he had to go out and deal with the Japhethites and get them their stuff first, because our stuff was from the dollar store. So we put her to bed about 7:30, and told her that Santa would come after she's into her deep sleep. So we put out all the other stuff, and it was my responsibility to put the dollhouse together. It's going on 10 o'clock. I only had 510 pieces put together. Chill says, why don't you read the instructions? I don't need to read the instructions. I'm a carpenter. I can put this together. The skill wasn't the question. Knowing how to use the screwdrivers, knowing how to put the glue with the little pegs, that wasn't the question. The question was the order in which they were to be assembled, because the order wasn't what was important. It wasn't just looking at the picture and saying, I'm going to make this thing. I knew how to do it, but it was the order that the directions gave. I wasn't reading those directions. Till this day, Shanina didn't know she had that dollhouse. Till this day, my baby never knew she had that dollhouse for Christmas, because I refused to follow the directions. Why? Because it didn't work out the way I wanted it to work out. So I threw it away. And how much of your life do you throw away because you won't follow God's direction and His order? You think that you watch television, you watch TBN, and these people give you testimony from that perspective, and you forget that there's an order to get there. You can't skip over. Like, you can't have bitterness towards somebody and then expect God to give you this great blessing. No, there's an order. First, fix it with your family member. Fix it with your brother and sister. Fix it. Because God can't bless you until you go through the order.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6317A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You are cordially invited to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. to celebrate the 23rd church anniversary of Lighthouse Deliverance Gospel Church. This event takes place on Friday, August 4th at 7 p.m. Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church is located at 365 Blackwood Clementon Road, Lindenwald, New Jersey, 08021. For further details, visit our website, betheldeliverance.org.